Summertime, summertime. Even though it's officially still summer, September means fall. And of course, that means fall sports, and it means football. We mentioned that a few times this afternoon. Brady Neal, the head coach of Alden Conger Glenville Evans Football, joins us for their fall sports preview. And Brady, a good afternoon. How you been?
Oh, it's been a busy off season with just lifting every day, and then with school starting here. The last couple weeks, it's been really busy, but you know what? I'd rather be busy than sitting at home not doing anything.
Now, you teach in the Albert Lee School District, so you've been back in session for a while, but Alden Conger and Glenville Emmons, have they started school back up?
They start after Labor Day, so yeah, they've got another weekend to enjoy.
Okay, so you've had a lot of teaching at Albert Lee. Has it made it easier to conduct practice with your football team since there hasn't been school?
Yeah, I think we, you know, made practice a little bit later for those guys, which helps me out, so I don't have to hurry as fast as I can to practice. But you know, they're raring to go. I don't think they're excited for school, but football season's here, so they're ready for that.
Now, Brady, what year is this for you when it comes to being the head coach?
This was my second full year's head coach. Before that, it was, I think, 3 years as an assistant. So 4 or 5 years total, I guess, in the program, actually doing the coaching on the varsity level. But, yeah, second year is full head coach.
Brady, when it comes to a year one to year two as a head coach, what are some of the things that maybe you learn? Because we know, just like football players, experience is big. What have you learned as a head coach going into year number two?
Just, you know, some of the ways that we ran practices last year, off season, all those things, just like teaching, kind of take back, you know, what you learned, what went well and what you wanted to change. And so we improved that a little bit, and just the way we ran practices the last couple weeks, and even, you know, seeing how we did on offensive defense and what we need to change with that. So we hired a couple new assistants this year, and some of my old assistants who found some other teaching opportunities, so they left. So, you know, replacing those guys, but again, it was just a positive, and just looking back and improving a lot of different aspects. So, you know, we kind of revamped the whole program, but we were lucky enough with having those same guys here, and they really have bought into it a lot.
Brady Neal, second-year head coach, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football here on their fall sports preview. And you mentioned some new assistants. Brady, give us their names.
Yeah, so we have Chad Matson coming back. He a longtime player and coach, and took a break for a little while, and now you know, I asked him to come back, and so he's going to be kind of running the offense this year, and he has a ton of coaching experience and playing experience, so he's really brought that to the team. And then I have Gary Nelson, who is also a longtime coach in the area and community, and so he's just brought that energy that you know, we lost on a couple of assistants, so he's just brought that back. And then we have an assistant, Dustin Von Hagen, who he's kind of like the volunteer coach. He was our bus driver and decided, you know, I might as well help out. And I mean, I could use as many coaches as I can get just to stay on them, because we've got quite a few boys this year, a few more than we usually would. So, I can use as many coaches as I can just to stay on top of them.
Now, Brady, you brought up numbers, and like you just mentioned, sounds like more boys than last year, and it's always a numbers game sometimes in football. How many boys do you have out for this year's team?
I have 34, which is, you know, to me, the most that I've ever seen in a program. I know a couple of years ago they had 35, 36, but, you know, considering last year, there was a few practices where we didn't have enough for two full teams. So going from, you know, 19, 20, 21 kids to 34 improvement.
Yeah, that is absolutely awesome. Now, you guys were part of the scrimmage on Saturday here in Albert Lee, correct?
Yep.
And give me a recap. How'd that go for you guys?
It was awesome. You know, being a smaller school, we figured, you know, we're maybe not going to be the most competitive team there. Last year, we actually told teams, you know, let's just play your JV. And this year, we said, let's go full at it and see what happens. And You know, considering we were playing schools that were a couple classes ahead of us, we did really, really well. Our offense is kind of clicking, getting some stuff figured out since it's somewhat of a new offense. And then our defense was, again, just kind of lights out. I mean, we were pretty much, you know, there's a few plays here and there, a few little mistakes, but for the most part, we were, I wouldn't say dominant on defense, but we were up there on defense, which is going to be a huge, huge plus.
Now, Brady, let's talk about some of the skill position guys. Last year, coming off a winless season at 0-9, obviously, the goal is to pick up a win or two this season. Talk about some of the skill players, quarterback, running backs, and maybe some of the top defensive guys for your team this season.
Yeah, so we were, again, lucky that we had a lot of young guys last year. So we really only lost – well, we only lost two seniors last year. One of them was on our line, and, you know, we're fortunate enough to have somebody right behind him to replace him, and then at one of our receivers too. So replacing those were, you know, not super easy. It's never hard or easy to replace a guy, but we feel like we have a lot of those pieces that, you know, had some playing time last year that have really stepped up to replace them. But, you know, our quarterback, Landon Matson, is going to be kind of running our offense again, so this will be his second full year on varsity, and he's, again, already looked the part. You know, doesn't even seem like a sophomore. And that's the same for, you know, we've got a sophomore center and two sophomore receivers and two or three juniors. And then, of course, you know, we've got five seniors this year, which is going to be a huge plus. So they'll be, you know, stepping up both sides of the field. And, you know, like not a smaller school, you kind of have to have both sides of the ball or playing both sides of the ball. So along with offense, they're going to be dominant on defense. You know, like I mentioned, our sophomores and juniors, our seniors on the defensive side have taken a huge, huge step up, and they're going to be, you know, even better this year.
Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and of course we'll talk to a Brady every Thursday, recapping the game from the week before and previewing what's coming up for the upcoming weekend. And Brady, tomorrow the team has their opener. I don't have the schedule in front of me. Talk about the opener tomorrow and give us your thoughts going into week number one.
Yeah, we play Winona Cotter this year, so they've got a little bit of a long drive, and hopefully that hurts them a little bit. But it is going to be, you know, it's going to be a challenge, but at the same time, it's, you know, they're a young team. They're a little bit of an inexperienced team. But so are we. So we've got to just stick with, you know, what we've been seeing on film and what we remember last year, and stick with what was working in the scrimmage. And, you know, we're going to be right in there. It's not hopefully a dominant game, and we'll be on top at the end.
That would be great. Opening night win. Crossing my fingers. Wishing you guys the best of luck. Again, Brady Neal, head coach of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football in year number two. And again, Brady will join us every Thursday to talk Knights football on Kate. Brady, thank you so much for the time. Have a great practice today, and good luck tomorrow, and we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good weekend.